Recognizing Jesus. Jesus came to earth when the nation of Israel was under Roman rule. We know from the Bible that the Jewish leaders did not accept who Jesus was and conspired to have him killed. The Jewish leaders should have been familiar with the events of the day because they were foretold in the scriptures. However, they saw Jesus as a threat rather than a redeemer. In the Bible we read, "Why are the nations so angry? Why are the people making such foolish plans? Their kings and leaders join together to fight against the Lord and his chosen king. They say, 'Let's rebel against them, let's break free from them.' But the one who rules in heaven laughs at them. The Lord makes fun of them. He speaks to them in anger and it fills them with fear. He says, 'I have chosen this man to be king and he will rule on Zion, my holy mountain.'" From Psalm 2, verses 1 to 6. We know that Pilate, the Roman governor, recognized that Jesus was spitefully accused of wrongdoing. Pilate said he could find no fault in Jesus, but he gave in to the Jewish leaders and to public opinion and sentenced Jesus to die. What do we do with Jesus today? Do we recognize him as the one who gave his life for us and willingly surrender our will and our lives into his care? God loved us so much that he sent Jesus into the world, not to judge us for our wrongs, but to save us. Do we recognize how much Jesus suffered so that we could be set free from the power of sin? In the Bible it says, "The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day." From John chapter 12, verse 48. Not only do we have the benefit of history and the story of Jesus written in the Bible, but we also have the experience, strength, and hope of so many who found sobriety and new life by following God's principles. If we do not believe what Jesus has done on our behalf, the Bible says the word that God has spoken will judge us on the last day. How will we measure up when that day comes? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I repent of my sin and accept Jesus' death on the cross as the payment for my sins to make me whole. I proclaim that Jesus is my Lord and King. I choose to give my will and my life into your care. Please strengthen me to live for you alone. Amen.